Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more, as I so often say, to Food for the Journey. And I pray that it is food for your journey and my journey as we move closer and closer to God Himself. God wants to draw us closer to Him. Are you ready to be asked to change something in life, even if you're older like I am? Is there some habit or something that leads you not in the way of God, but in the way of self? Is there something you should change? Don't be afraid. God will give you the grace. Just take one thing. If there's more than one, we'll take care of that later. But just take one thing now and say, Lord, give me the grace. And if you put your will behind that and keep asking Him when you're tempted, does Jesus give me the grace not to do this? Whatever it may be, He hears your prayer. So today we look now at the book of the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 7, verses 23 to 28. Thus says the Lord, this is what I commanded my people. Listen to my voice. Then I will be your God, and you shall be my people. Walk in all the ways that I command you, so that you may prosper. But they obeyed not, nor did they pay heed. They walked in the hardness of their evil hearts and turned their backs, not their faces, to me. From the day that your fathers left the land of Egypt, even to this day, I have sent you untiringly all my servants, the prophets. Yet they have not obeyed me nor paid heed. They have stiffened their necks and done worse than their fathers. When you speak all these words to them, they will not listen to you either. When you call to them, they will not answer you. Say to them, this is the nation that does not listen to the voice of the Lord its God or take correction. Faithfulness has disappeared. The word itself is banished from their speech. How often do you read God's word? Do you just listen to it at Sunday? If you go to Sunday Mass, and I beg you to, please, brothers and sisters, please, God wants to speak to us. He wants to lead us. He wants to show us the way to go. And we think, oh, I don't need God. I'm okay. I can take care of myself. No, you can't. No, you can't. And make it to heaven. Because there is a person called the devil. And that is not just an imitation of something. There is a devil who hates us and who seeks to move us away from the Lord. All kinds of ways. Please draw closer to the Lord. We need more protection from the Lord, especially in these days. We need more protection. Go to Him every day and say, Lord, help me today. Help me. Show me the way today. And at night, say thank you, or if you didn't hear anything, then you must have done very well. But always turn to the Lord in the morning and thank Him in the evening for being with you, because He is. If today you hear His voice, says Psalm 95, harden not your hearts. Come, let us sing joyfully to the Lord. Let us acclaim the rock of our salvation. Let us come into His presence with thanksgiving. Let us joyfully sing psalms to Him. Come, let us bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord who made us, for He is our God. And we are the people He shepherds, the flock He guides. Oh, that today you would hear His voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as in the day of Massa in the desert, where your fathers tempted me. They tested me, though they had seen my works. We test God a lot, don't we? But if you're here, if you hear me, please, and we think that we're praying, no, bow down before Him and say, I don't know if I really believe in you too, but I want to. Please, will you help me? Please, will you show me the way? And then watch what happens. There'll be little things, so keep your eyes and ears alert. But there are little things that will happen that will move you from one direction to another. That's how God is. He's good. He's very good. He is the best of goodness, and he loves us, and he wants us to be with him in heaven. Please don't turn away. And if you have turned away, please come back. Please come back, because God wants you to know his love for you, and he wants to welcome you into heaven when that day comes. Please open your hearts to him. Now we look at the Gospel of Luke, chapter 11, verses 14 to 23. Jesus was driving out a demon that was mute, and when the demon had gone out, the mute man spoke, and the crowds were amazed. Some of them said, "By the power of Beelzebul, the prince of demons, he drives out demons." Others, "To test him, ask him for a sign from heaven." But he knew their thoughts and said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself will be laid waste, and house will fall against house. And if Satan is divided against himself, how will this kingdom stand? For you say that it is by Beelzebul that I drink out demons. If I then drive out demons by Beelzebul, by whom do your own people drive them out? Therefore, they will be your judges. But if it is by the finger of God that I drive out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. When a strong man, fully armed, guards his palace, his possessions are safe. But when one stronger than he attacks and overcomes him, he takes away the armor on which he relied and distributes the spoils. Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters." Brothers and sisters, that's something we need to look at big time. What are my thoughts during the day? Am I cursing? Am I swearing? Am I talking badly of other people? Take one of those things and start. You can't do it all at once. Say, "Lord, I'm going to try. Help me with this." And work with one for a week or two until that becomes your thinking and that word disappears. Then take another word. Whatever the case may be, whatever you think would most help to take him away, the devil, to take him away from you. Because he's trying to lead you ultimately into hell. That's what he wants. But God made you. God loves you. You are priceless, even with whatever mistakes you've made. Please go to confession if you need to, please. Just put your pride in your pocket and go, because God wants to heal you and restore you. And it will take a heavy weight off your shoulders, because God abundantly, abundantly loves you, and he wants you with him forever. Brothers and sisters, my dearest mother of sorrows came to pay me a little visit. This is a saint who's writing this, Saint Gemma Galgani, and she says, "My dearest mother of sorrows came to pay me a little visit, as she is accustomed to. She looked as if she had been weeping. Then she smiled, saying to me, 'Gemma, do you wish to repose on my breast?' I approached her and knelt. She raised me, kissed me on the forehead, and disappeared. This evening I felt suddenly agitated and disturbed. It was a sign that the devil was near. Later, internally and also externally, I was all in a tempest. I should have preferred to go to bed and sleep rather than to pray. But no, I began to say three invocations, which I usually say every evening to the Sacred Heart of Mary. The enemy, who had been hidden for some hours, appeared in the form of a very small man, but so horrible that I was almost overcome with fear. Continuing to pray, all at once I began to feel many blows on the shoulder, which continued for about half an hour. Then my guardian angel came and asked me what the matter was. I begged him to stay with me all night. I went to bed. After that, he seemed to spread wings and come over my head. In the morning, he was still there. The devil, in the form of a great black dog, put his paws upon my shoulders, making every bone in my body ache. At times I believed he would mangle me. Then one time when I was taking holy water, he twisted my arm so cruelly that I fell to the earth in great pain. And after a while, I remembered that I had around my neck the relic of the Holy Cross. Making the sign of the cross, I became calm. Jesus let me see himself, but only for a short time, and he strengthened me anew to suffer and to struggle. This is from St. Gemma Galgani, who died in 1903 in Italy. She had many mystical experiences, such as seeing her guardian angel. She died at age 25 and is called the Flower of Lucca and Daughter of the Passion. Have you opened your heart to God like that? You would stay up and pray when you feel like you're attacked, when you feel like you've got a lot of bad thoughts, a lot of anger inside of you. Please, brothers and sisters, please open your heart. I want to share this with you from the Sisters of Life. This was a tiny little, what should I say, a tiny little Magnificat with Mary, they call it. And she says this: Mary, with your consent to become the Mother of God, torrents of grace poured forth upon the earth, opening up for me a path to follow. In times of loneliness, Mary, be with me. In times of turmoil and uncertain, Mary, be with me. In times of grief, loss, or illness, Mary, be with me. In times of sadness or depression, Mary, be with me. In times of lost plans and broken promises, Mary, be with me. When I am anxious about the welfare of my family, Mary, be with me. When a job or financial stress weighs heavily on my heart, Mary, be with me. When I am discouraged by the weight of my sins, Mary, be with me. When I am tempted, Mary, be with me. When I am afraid, Mary, be with me. When the Lord calls me to greater kindness and love, Mary, be with me. When the Lord calls me to greater forgiveness, Mary, be with me. When the Lord calls me to greater purity, Mary, be with me. Brothers and sisters, please see if you can find that little booklet from the Sisters of Life at their mother house in Suffern, New York, 10901. Ask the Lord to lead you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.